now for Swiss Up with Dario. Hello, Dario.
Hello, Mark.
Now, Dario, today we're taking a look at names in Switzerland and taking a look at some of the names in Switzerland which are the most common last names that you can find across the country and what they tell us about the nation. So what's all this about, then, Dario?
Yes, well, this is about a statistic that came out this summer for the first time. It was one that was brought out by the Federal Statistical Office, and this statistic provided for the first time detailed data on the surnames of the entire Swiss population, meaning everybody living in Switzerland, right?
Right.
Not the Swiss citizens as such. For each municipality and each canton, it is now possible to know which is the most common surname, but also how many people bear a given surname in those municipalities.
Okay, so from that, of course, it's we can determine what are the most common last names in Switzerland then.
Yes, and if you take the country as a whole, the top ranking last names are the following. You have Müller, Meyer, Schmidt, Keller, Weber, Schneider, Huber, Meyer with a Y, and Steiner.
Okay. Now, those perhaps, unsurprisingly, sound all very Germanic.
Yes, exactly. All or most of them with the suffix E-R, E-R at the end. That's obviously Germanic names, and it should come as no surprise that all of them, or yes, most of them are Germanic names, since about 63% of the population in Switzerland lives in the German-speaking part of the country. Now, if you look at the most common last names in the French-speaking part of Switzerland, you will immediately realize something interesting. So here goes the 10 most common last names in Swiss Romande: Da Silva, Ferreira, Pereira, Dos Santos, Rodriguez, Favre, Gomez, Marta, Fernandez, and López.
Right.
See now what happened there?
They only don't sound very French.
Yes, exactly. Only two of those names are actually French names, while the others are Portuguese or Hispanic names.
Okay, now is that a pattern then we'd find right across the Swiss Romande?
Yes, Da Silva is actually the most frequent surname in the cantons of Vaud, Geneva, Fribourg, and Neuchâtel, while the more rural cantons of Valais and Jura, it's Fournier and Fleury, respectively. But in the big, more populated cantons in Swiss Romande, it's all Da Silva that comes in on the first position.
Okay, so they're Portuguese names, but why are they so prevalent? It certainly has to do with the immigration pattern, but there's immigration to the German part of Switzerland too, for sure. So why Portuguese in the Swiss-French part?
Yes, so of course there is also immigration and Portuguese immigration to the German-speaking part of Switzerland, but less than in Swiss Romande. And while there is a Portuguese diaspora in German-speaking part of Switzerland, it is nowhere near as large as in Swiss Romande. According to data from 2021, about 150,000 people with the Portuguese nationality or origin reside in French-speaking Switzerland. That represents about 7% of the total population in the region and 22% of the foreign population in Swiss Romande.
Okay, but it doesn't fully explain why Da Silva is so high up on that list.
No, it is also it also has to do with the commonality of this name and the diversity, or rather lack of diversity of surnames within the Portuguese population, not just in Switzerland, but also in Portugal itself. A study from 2013 found that 1 in 10 persons in the country has the last name Da Silva. So 10% of the Portuguese population is called Da Silva, Now, compare that to Müller, which is the top last name across the country in Switzerland, and you get a mere 0.62% of the population. So right there, you see that there is quite a difference in diversity of names, and therefore, if you have a lot of Portuguese people in Switzerland, that would immediately bump up the Portuguese names, of which there are not that many, to the top ranks.
No. It is actually quite interesting, as you say, though, Müller being the most popular name in Switzerland, but yet that's still only 0.62% of the population.
So, yes.
Yeah, so as you show, sort of, it does show what a wide range of names there are. Anyway, so let's take a look at the conclusion of this study. What does it tell us?
Yes, well, the study shows the incredible diversity of last names in Switzerland. You can imagine there are the Italian, French, and Germanic names that stem from the three main language regions. You add to that the Romanche names, the names from the many people who migrated to Switzerland from around the world and from around other countries in Europe, and you get a beautiful and delicious fruit salad of names, really, in which even the most popular ones don't even crack the 1% mark. This is across the country and in the city, certainly. You have the top positions that never crack the 1% mark in terms of how many people in that location are called that name. There are some exceptions, obviously. There are some tiny villages where like 44% or so of one village in Jura, they're all called the same name. But those are obviously small right. municipalities with only like 100 or so people where everybody's cousins. But across the country and in more populous regions, yes, there's a very large diversity of names, and the 1% mark isn't cracked by the top surname. By the way, if you're curious about the top last names in your municipality, there is a beautiful interactive map on the website of the Federal Statistics Office where you can click on your municipality and then find the top ranking names and how large the percentage of people in your municipality is that are called this name. And I guess we can put the link up on the WRS website for those who are curious.
Yes, we will do that. But it's also important to point out, Darrow, these figures compiled by the Federal Statistical Office, they also include non-Swiss as well.
Yes.
So you might be able to find yourself down on there.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Okay. So how many...
If you have some cousins in your municipality...
Yeah. I know.
Brought a large family.
I just wonder how many butchers are in Switzerland. I have no idea. Yeah, I don't know. I've never come across another one, I have to say.
Never? Okay.
No.
We'll try to find it.
It's not a very Swiss name, to be honest, is it? Right, anyway, there we go. So, Daria, thanks very much indeed. That was Daria there with Swiss Up, taking a look at the most popular names in Switzerland. If you want to hear that episode again and others in the series, and if you want to follow that link to find out the names in your municipality, it'll all be on the website. Go to worldradio.ch/SwissUp.